to a cellar hole upstairs, and four bedrooms and two baths.
How did you designate the bedrooms? I mean, how did you, if you, when you were downstairs, if you wanted to designate
by the members of the family used the room.
Rather than the location, front,
yeah,
back.
Mm-hmm. Father Davis' room, my room, my brother's room.
I didn't ask you about your brothers and sisters. I forgot.
Well, I have two brothers. And
is it all right to let him walk
yes,
out?
Yes, he's sitting right there on the steps. Just looking. Watching the house by the side of the road. And get all the gasoline fumes. So, much safer inside. There were actually five children. One, my youngest sister, died when she was four. She was playing with a magazine out in the yard with some matches and was burned. Of course, this day and time, it wouldn't necessarily have been fatal, but it was however many years ago, 50 years ago, so that she was gone. That was after she died. That was when we moved to this house, in which I had been in and out of more than any other house, because Frank and I we had the house, and then the depression came, and mother had made a duplex out of the house, so we took the side of the duplex, and then we went back to the house. So that was it. But then there are two brothers, and my sister, another sister, Constance's mother, who is gone also. So they're just the two brothers. They were five children. Edward, my youngest brother, is 15 years younger than I am. And they always used to say, "Mrs. Adams, how many children does Mrs. Adams have?" She has four children and Edward.
Well, that'll make my wife feel better.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
My daughter coming 7 years.
That's right. There were four children and Edward. So.
That's good.
You
well,
taking Gate with you?
No.
All right. All right, we shall continue. Don't worry about us. Good, you can come and go. It doesn't matter. You can come and go through here. It doesn't make a better difference. And if you want to hear her talk a little bit,
is she very talkative?
Good.
Yeah. Is there any possible? Let me really be crass. Is there any way that I could interview her?
I don't know whether you could do it over a long period of time. I didn't say anything about it because, you know, last time we mentioned
it,
that if you could get any part of it, it would be interesting.
Yeah.
It might be just that much more than you'd get somewhere else.
Right. Well, let me talk to you about that later.
Right.
Now, in a house that has a fireplace, the smoke goes up the
chimney.
All right. And what do you call that part of the fireplace that extends out on the floor?
The hearth.
All right, and in the fireplace, the two things that hold the
andirons.
Right, and above the fireplace,
the mantle.
Okay, and a large piece of wood in a fireplace from a tree.
A log.
All right, would you have any special name for a large one that would be used? The back log is that
no,
all?
No, I mean, it would only be because it was at the back of the fireplace, put back there, not necessarily bring me a backlog. I would mean a particular size
that's
piece.
That's exactly what I meant. Now, how about fatty kindling sticks used for starting a fire? When you think of wood to start a fire, what do you think of?
Wood kindling as...